another way to figure out the puzzle of life is to listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 7 after the hour. Welcome into our world, your world. The essence of all things good are here. To wit, I give you Jennifer Horn, who later in the hour will work her way, her magic, over that screen called a television. What sort of news do we have today? Can you get television with Netflix? It's just movies, right?
No, you can get TV.
You can get TV shows.
Yeah, Richie suggested I sign up for Netflix on my iPad.
My kids have it, and they love it.
Well, you let your kids select movies?
Sure.
Only porn.
You do? Really?
Sure.
Huh?
Yeah. Really? Absolutely.
Why would you let your children...
How do they know what's right or what's good? Lock them up in a log
cabin? At 6 years old, I'd want to know what they were watching. I would. Oh. That's just me.
No, I know what they're watching.
How do you know what they're watching if they select?
They're watching, the other day they were watching Hansel and Gretel.
No.
Hansel?
No.
Hansel.
Is that like Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah, you Southern, Hansel and Gretel. It's Hansel. Pretty sure if you went to Germany and said Hansel.
Yeah, that would not be something I'd do, but that's just me.
You wouldn't let them watch Hansel and Gretel?
No, I wouldn't. I would want to know what they're watching. Actually, Hansel and Gretel is one of the scariest things. They put somebody in a stove and cook them.
Yeah, the witch is scary.
Yeah, so
and
why
you
would
want
you
me to take that to Germany,
a
Rich?
6 year old? I don't think so. You're doing that.
Rude. Right.
Anyway,
man, I wouldn't want to be.
I think
your
we're
kid.
Having two different conversations. You're talking about me or Jennifer?
You.
You wouldn't want to be my child?
No.
My two children grew up to be okay. Some would say it would be the influence of their mother.
What are you going to say?
Really.
God love her.
Here's some rocks and a log. Go play with it. Have fun.
800-510-8255. See what I have to deal with here, ladies and gentlemen, every day. The Queen of Cheap will be around later in the hour as well. Roberta Fasanelli, Best Buy deals today.
Hmm.
Chili's, big deals at Chili's. And there are all kinds of other things that we have. It's sort of a cumulative thing. And we have also some other good things we're working for you on or working on for you, which would be the correct English. Either of those two would apply. Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, sentenced to 4 years in jail on his conviction of involuntary manslaughter.
Did some you see it yesterday?
Say it will be 2 years that he spends in the slammer.
I bet you didn't even that.
And now he's on his way to some county correctional institution because
they can't send him to the state penitentiary in California because we passed a law in the state that says involuntary manslaughter can't go to the state pen. So they have to keep him in county jail.
So
but I don't know
jail.
If you saw it yesterday. It was crazy. Yeah. The sentencing. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know why.
I have better things to do with my time than watch these sorts of things. I see you have plenty of free time.
No,
please describe.
Against
no
Hansel
problem.
And Gretel. Doesn't
Hansel.
Watch, yeah, Hansel and Gretel. Doesn't watch one of the biggest court cases.
I thought he was going to be gentle on him. He started out by saying, you know, some people think that you are the devil. Some people think you're the angel of mercy. I just think that you're a person who made a bad decision, blah, blah, blah. And so I thought, okay, he's going to be nice to him. Half an hour later, after he has ripped him up one side and down the other for not showing remorse, he gave him the full maximum sentence. Because he read Conrad Murray's book, and in the book, Conrad said that he doesn't feel guilty and he doesn't feel bad for what happened.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Open mouth, insert foot, or book in this case.
Don't write the book till you're already in prison, buddy.
So, what do you think about the four-year sentence, the jail sentence? 800-510-8255. Did Conrad Murray get what he deserved out of all of this? After all, is there anything about him being, I was going to say disbarred, having his license yanked? Is that part of the proviso here?
No.
Isn't that already done?
Nope, he still has his
license. I think he still has his license. Yeah.
Yep, and this doesn't change anything.
What idiot would walk through that door?
Okay, Dr. Murray, can you help me, please?
Right. I've had some trouble sleeping.
Idiot that wants drugs. I mean, the bottom line is we have to be responsible for what we put in our bodies. We have to own what we do. Not all of us are good to our bodies, but we own it.
So that means...
That was his whole defense.
Well, you're referencing that, then is Michael Jackson's fault that he's dead, not Conrad Murray's?
I reference the fact that if Michael Jackson didn't want propofol, he wouldn't be dead right now.
Yeah.
I also think that Conrad Murray acted very negligent. I mean, he obviously, he gross stench. Negligence.
Yeah.
And he didn't even call the paramedics when there was trouble. He instead let Michael Jackson's children watch their father die. And for that, I think he should be put in jail.
Right. He's a creep. He's one of these people who do anything for money. But was he alone in his complicity? No. Michael Jackson was an unindicted co-conspirator.
They should wheel Michael Jackson's corpse in that cell with him.
Yeah, and let him watch.
They should both be in jail.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, Conrad Murray, 4 years, A-OK with you. 800-510-8255. Today's show, excuse me, block at DougStephan.com, has something that has, I read this a half hour ago, and I was shaking my head. I didn't believe what I was reading. You can read it and maybe come back with the same response. There's a Columbia University professor who is studying design flaws in laser jet printers that are manufactured by HP. I have one. We were talking about it yesterday. What is it, the 4249 or whatever it is here? And one of the things that is now apparent is that if you want to hack or really make someone get into somebody's space, you can actually figure out a way to set these printers on fire. You can remotely hack into somebody's printer and set it fire, so you can burn somebody's house down from a distance. If you got I have an HP printer. Somebody could burn my house down.
You better watch it, buddy.
I'm going to unplug it.
Yeah. I can still make it burst into flames.
So what is this world coming to? Hackers have now been able to install custom-built versions of operating software. You can do it in 30 seconds. And that is a way to get into this. I suppose that now HP, the onus is on them to come up with some way of keeping your printer if they want to sell
it
anymore.
They'll have a recall.
Is that what they'll do? But do you believe it? As you can get into it, read the story at DougStephan.com. They can copy documents that you've printed, give you a virus that melts the inner workings of the computer. It's crazy. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
There's, we talked about this last year where your printer, obviously these things scan a document.
Yeah.
Gets it on a hard drive and then reproduces it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's just making a pass-through copy of whatever you're running through the copier.
Yeah.
So there's a hard drive in a lot of these printers, like the one I have here at the office,
mm-hmm.
that everybody uses all day long, and they fax and they copy and they scan and they do all their stuff, and they're doing their personal documents as well as business documents. And all that stuff and all that information sits on a hard drive. So if you're scanning and sending your W-2s, your credit applications for a new loan, something like that, that's all on this hard drive.
Hmm.
So when we had our service tech come in last time, I had him set it so that it immediately deletes any of the information. So if you work in an office and you have any control whatsoever over your copier there, Jennifer, you should have your, because we lease them, most of these things cost $30,000 or $20,000, so you usually lease them. Have the service tech set it up so that it does not hold that information.
It's a good tip.
Yeah. Thank you for that tip.
I know.
R. McFadden.
It freaks me out. Because I use this stuff for my personal stuff, too.
Yeah. Not me. You wouldn't catch me using this stuff for any. I've got paper and pencil and a calculator. That's what I have.
Faxing, though, right?
And you run two rocks together to be able to get fire in the oven.
Faxing, too. Got to be careful.
17 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. May I spend a minute telling you, or not, telling sounds a little strong, advising, suggesting that you set aside $79.95 times however many people you care about on your Christmas list for the perfect, perfect, perfect Christmas present for anybody who likes to listen to the radio. The CC Radio EP, they have two or three really strong signature products. This is one of them. It's a strong radio because it gets strong AM reception. And again, for $79.95, it's smaller. If you can get into a big stocking, you can wrap it up, surprise people at office parties, whether you have relatives that love listening to AM radio. It's not just an AM radio, but it does get the best AM reception. That's what I like about it because, frankly, what I'm doing on the radio here and what a lot of you like to listen to, spoken word programming, is on AM radio stations. It's simple. It's pure. It's all about performance. Everybody appreciates simplicity when it comes to radios. And that's exactly what you find when you listen to your favorite AM radio stations, your favorite FM radio stations using the CC Radio EP. There's no clock to set, no station presets to program. All you have to do is push the red power button and turn the dial. Amazing that there's still a radio as you can actually turn the dial as a separate button for the dial light. The CC Radio EP has similar performance characteristics with the Radio 2 that you also hear me talking a lot about. For very weak stations, AM reception can be fine-tuned with a manual adjustment in their built-in twin-coil ferrite antenna. No adjustment needed to bring in most stations, clearly. The CC Radio EP brings the fun back into radio, the joy into listening to great radio programs. This thing features bass and treble knobs that can be adjusted for the best voice rendition, voice knobs to help define the audio better, as internal external antenna switches so you can use it appropriately wherever you are. The wire terminal for external AM antennas is on there, has a headphone jack, Richie, a flip handle, you can carry it, a 6-volt AC adapter, runs on 4D batteries, so you always, always, always can use this radio. I can go on and on and on. Have I convinced you to spend $79.95 times however many friends you think would like to get this radio? I hope so. So here's what you do. There's lots of support. Ask questions when you call 800-522-TUNE, 800-522-8863. See all the Sea Crane radios. Visit them online at ccradio.com. You can give them a call to request a free catalog or to order these great radios. 800-522-8863 for Sea Crane, 800-522-TUNE.
Start the holidays with big savings at the PetSmart Holiday Kickoff Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $6 on all Iams cat food and 16 to 20 pound bats. And save 30% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, save up to 30% on select Kong toys, beds, collars, and more. Don't miss these great holiday deals. Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 2nd through the 4th.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Jennifer, Richie, Roberta. Roberta, have you got deals for us today or not?
I have deals for you today, Doug.
Deals from the Queen of
Sheep. I can't believe.
You have Pampers? Is that what you said?
That you can't believe.
Oh, how'd I get Pampers out of you? Can't believe.
How'd I do that? Pampers.
21 after on Good Dad.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, Silver Sky Imports SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls, aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas, this record was number one during this week in 1974. The gentleman's name is Billy Swan, and he can help.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is, you need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help.
Know. Love that.
You can help, Richie.
Skate park organ.
Yeah, is it great? This is perfect. It's great.
All skate. Everybody else.
I can help. Jennifer, I can help you.
Oh, we need help.
Help me. Help me. Help me. Somebody help me.
With a woman like you, babe.
With a woman like you, Roberta.
Never have the blues. Let me help.
Let me help. I can help. Yeah.
It would sure do me good.
Sure do.
Do you good? Let me help.
Great. I love this kind of pop music. Fun stuff.
When I go to sleep,
when I go to sleep,
you're always a part of my dreams.
I've heard this song for a long time.
Holding me tight, telling me everything is gonna be alright. Don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call.
You know what? This is a throwback to Elvis, whether you realize it or not.
You listen to the bass line, it definitely
is. Yeah, it's a throwback to Elvis. And good, just really strong pop music. 25 after the hour, you're listening to the Wednesday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and me trying to make things better. I have an interesting story, Roberta. And I tell you, Roberta, because it's about three Italian brothers who yesterday... All three of them suffered
Mario
heart attacks.
Mario, Anthony.
No. Listen to this story. Three Italian brothers suffered a heart attack at the same time. Two of them died.
Oh, help me.
Now, will you stop it? I'm trying to tell a serious story.
Whatever.
Know your place, will you please?
Yeah.
So, three brothers. What are the chances of three brothers all suffering heart attacks on the same day at the same time? Two of them died.
Depends.
The third was in the hospital at the time visiting his mother, who was in because she'd had a heart attack.
Yeah, what were they all doing?
Oh, my goodness.
What were they doing?
Yeah.
I don't have an idea.
What were they eating?
Suggesting
yeah.
that. What is. They weren't. What are you trying to.
But,
what does that question mean?
Were they all in the hospital
no.
visiting their mother
no.
when she was dying and it,
no.
it was so stressful and all three
no.
at the same time?
No.
Or were they all doing. Three separate totally things, not even anywhere related to each other, and it just by total
yes.
happenstance
yes.
had heart attacks.
Yes. That is correct. Okay. Yes. Thank you for helping
wow.
me tell the story.
Synchronicity.
Yes.
Right. Wow.
yeah.
I was going in an entirely different direction
so
with
this story.
What's
the punchline?
I know there's a punchline
well,
coming.
No, there is no punchline.
You're chastising me for being
no,
right.
there's no punchline. I just think
come on
I
now.
Found it amazing that three... people, all brothers in the same family, had heart attacks on the same day, and two of them died. And the only reason the third one didn't is because he was in the hospital visiting his mother, who'd had a heart attack last week.
It's just, they were able to get to him.
Yeah, they were able to save him, but the other two brothers they couldn't save.
I'm still waiting for the payoff.
There's no payoff.
Oh. Hmm.
What do you? They're all. They're still dead.
This is the Doug Seven Good Day Show. They were okay, fat and if that's ugly. Not a joke, I want a refund.
No, hey, you want a refund?
If that's not a joke, I want a refund. No. Come on.
Okay, that's all it. Right. Two died. One's barely hanging on to his life, and their mother's right. about to die. Woo! Good story.
Back with more stories of death and destruction.
Okay. Here's the smart-ass answer, those of you who like this. It was mealtime during a flight. Stewardess says, would you like dinner? John says, what are my choices? Yes or no?
Thank you.
That sounds like a New York-based flight crew.
Is that un-American, especially.
Un-American.
It's going to be this week anyway. All right, so now do you feel better?
I do, thank you.
Punchline, you got to...
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My job, Richie, is to make you feel better.
That's
28 past the hour on Good Day, yeah.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. Go to Staples or Staples.com for great savings on Kodak Hero or other Kodak all-in-one printers. This week at Staples, lowest total ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Start the holidays with big savings at the PetSmart Holiday Kickoff Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $6 on all Iams cat food and 16 to 20 pound bags. And save 30% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, save up to 30% on select Kong toys, beds, collars, and more. Don't miss these great holiday deals. Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta is about to help us with her Queen of Cheap effort for today. Also have an interesting website for you to check out, Troop Swap. Anybody ever visited that website?
No.
Troop
no.
Swap.
I mean, so like, you know, one country can swap their army for another country's?
No, actually, this is a story about a soldier who led a battalion, and he hunted high-value targets in Iraq. 15 months he was over there. They served tours of duty. He and another fellow named Matt Thompson were in Iraq and Afghanistan. They have created this website, Troop Swap, to provide value to those who are in the military. Like, it's the military's, I guess, equivalent to group... to Groupon, Living Social. What Troop Swap does is over the course of every area of the country where there are bases, offers discounts. Deals are exclusive to military service members and their families. Veterans also can take advantage of this. So Troop Swap might be another way for you to help people save money. I mean, watch it. They provide this platform. Merchants all over the place give discounts, mostly e-discounts, to military family members, and they can take advantage of them any way they want to. But it's a pretty interesting website, I thought, anyway.
That's cool.
You go to it? Troop Swap.
Hmm.
Yeah. And again, for people who are not only in the military now, active military, but all veterans and all of their families can participate in
very
this.
Very cool.
Yeah, giving back to the community. I'm trying to... Because Richie and I were talking about doing a deal with a company that's giving, if you spend X number of dollars on this particular product, X number of those dollars will go to helping veterans, their families, take care of needs that the government's not taking care of. Sort of working on that. Are we not, Mr. McFadden?
That'd be cool, yep.
Yep. Okay, so here's our 2020 quickie quiz before Roberta does her best to give you the deals of the day. I found this place... The book is called The Gale Book of Averages. And I asked a question from it the other day about how much hair you had on your head. But there, and I also asked this question, and Jennifer tried to come up with an answer. And maybe, I don't know, there's so many different things in here that you can approach. Raindrops fall at how many miles an hour?
I know.
On my head?
Raindrops keep falling on your head.
Yeah, but how fast do they hit?
How fast do they hit?
Roberta? Because you're the only one who doesn't know.
Let's see, at 2 miles an hour.
No.
It's a good guess.
Close, close. Yeah.
I was actually surprised. I thought it was faster than this. Seven miles an hour.
Seven miles an hour? Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Jennifer guessed like 30 or 50 miles an hour, which is what I would have guessed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The average snowflake, you got to wonder how fast that travels too, right?
Okay. Probably slower, right?
Here's our question. For those of you who are moms or who have been moms, put your thinking caps on. The average baby goes through how many diapers before being potty trained? 800-510-8255. The average baby in our country goes through how many diapers before the baby is potty trained? This is an average.
Ugh.
And it is in the thousands, I'll give you that.
Doesn't it make a difference if the baby is breastfed or bottle fed?
I don't know. Why do you ask this?
This is average.
Oh, average.
Who cares?
Okay.
Does it make a difference whether he's breastfed or bottle fed?
Well, it's true, because babies who are breastfed go more.
Does it make a difference whether the mother's had beer or wine before she breastfeeds?
Sure, because it's the baby's sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how
does that mean the baby's going to poop more because
you pee more with beer than you do with wine.
Right, okay. More.
I'm going to tell you that's a fact.
Oh, that's where you were going with that. Okay.
The average baby goes through how many? What a warped sense these people have.
No.
Warped.
Thank God I live on the high road.
Yeah, that's right, Jennifer.
It's just the fact. I'm just giving you the fact.
Sunland Boulevard is the high road if you go high enough. The average baby goes through how many disposable diapers before being potty trained? 800-510-8255 for a swell prize on Good Day, while Roberta actually makes the listening worthwhile because of all of the freebies you can get. As the queen,
she's at it.
The diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, let's go.
Okay, let's start with free food. You know how I love free food. Well, Chili's has printable coupons all week long. Today you get free chips and salsa. Tomorrow a free kids meal. Thursday chips and salsa again. Friday 10% off $100 in gift cards. Saturday free chips and salsa. And Sunday a free appetizer. This is all with an entree purchase. And we have the coupon for you on DougStephens.com.
Don't mean to bust your deals, but don't most Tex-Mex Mexican restaurants give you free chips and salsa anyway?
Sometimes they do.
Okay.
Some of them don't.
I was in a... Newport Beach at the El Torito. Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
El Torito.
Free chips.
Right. Free chips and... Yeah, all that stuff. So you haven't
bust the queen of cheaper.
You haven't helped yourself out yet, Roberta.
Some of them do. Some of them don't.
Knew it. Tex-Mex restaurants all around the country. Free air.
Yeah.
And if you show up on Thursdays, we'll give you a chair to sit in. What is that?
Friday water is free.
Right.
Yes, indeed. No, you know, I'll tell you.
With ice on Saturday.
Water.
All right, stop busting her.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right. Anyway, Starbucks has 12 days of Christmas coming up.
And you got a free cup with your coffee.
If you buy coffee, we'll give you a free cup.
Stop
heckling the queen.
This report is going to be busted. You might as well stop now.
Stop heckling now. Right. Otherwise, I'm going to stop.
Give me another one. Go.
Okay, 12 days of sharings and savings with Starbucks starting from December 1st to December 12th. We have them all listed on DougStephan.com. Bass Pro Shop. Ever go to a Bass Pro Shop? They're really kind of crazy places. They have a free Santa's Wonderland for you. You get free admission. There's free crafts, free kids' game, kids' activities.
And it doesn't cost you anything to go through the front door.
There you go.
That's right.
I was going to say free parking, but that actually...
And Monday to Friday, the first 150 kids to arrive between 5 and 7 get free Santa bands.
In the morning or the afternoon, Roberta?
5 to 7 p.m.
Hey, kids, let's run on down to the Bass Shop and check out Santa's Wonderland.
Right, exactly.
Sit on Santa's lap and have a good time.
We can get some worms.
Santa'll have a good time. This is a great deal from Best Buy. If you like them on Facebook, you get 8 days of free movie downloads. I dare you to do something with that. Mm. Free movie downloads, and it can be played on just about anything, your computer, your Blu-ray, DVDs, anything. Download it to your Cinema Now account from Best Buy. Today only, Jennifer, free panties. panties from Victoria's Secret.
Woohoo!
We have a coupon for you.
Who needs panties?
Who needs panties?
Can we get free panties to give to a lady? Why does it have to be a woman going in?
Because you're a creeper, creepy man if you go in.
What, buying panties for a woman?
No, going in and saying, can I have the free pair of panties you're giving away?
Doug, walk into your local Victoria's Secret today and walk up to the sales attendant and say, I'd like some free panties.
Did this have anything to do with what was on last night, the Victoria's Secret show? I was bummed out. No NCIS last night. No Unforgettable. They played
I forgot about this thing.
I reminded you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Doug, when you get the free panties, put them on your head and prance out of the store.
Okay, I'll do that.
Get the tong ones.
La, la, la.
That would be good. You could use them as dental floss. Also, free clothing at Sears outlets every Tuesday through the end of the year. This is
tough
kind of a new thing. Every Tuesday, you go to a Sears outlet, and you have to be a Shop Your Way Rewards member. We have the link for you to sign up. It's free to sign up, and you don't need a coupon, but you need to be a rewards member. They'll look you up in the store via your email address, and you can get a free item of clothing every Tuesday at a Sears outlet. So I thought that was kind of cool, too.
Really?
So lots of free stuff, free clothes, free movies, free panties.
Hey, free chips and salsa.
Free chips and salsa.
Free, air,
free Santa's Wonderland.
Free
all sorts of stuff. All on the Queen of Sheep's site. DougStefford.com. You guys are terrible.
Terrible.
I don't like you anymore. None of you.
A lot of us.
Okay. 17 before the hour. 800-510-8255. Let's see. We have somebody who's going to get close to the number of diapers used by the average
My daughter just is 4 and a half now, and I've saved every single one. I'm going to go home and count them today.
Yeah, make a collage. And
Susan is in Fairbanks, Alaska. How many do you think it is, Susan?
I'm going to just rough guesstimate 1,244.
Okay. So you've
just
had
a rough guess, right?
How many children, Susan?
I have three.
Three. And did you think in terms of what you did, how many times a day, did your mind go back to your children thinking, well, I'd say I did three
a
day.
My youngest will be 12 in December, so I was figuring 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Average between 4 and 6 a day, depending.
For how many, 4 and 6 a day, for what, 2 years?
6 months.
Kids wear diapers.
6 months to a year.
What, before they're potty trained? Potty trained doesn't come to like two,
three,
right?
No, three.
Three?
It depends.
Girls, you guys are such wimps. I was potty trained at
my
18
son
months.
Was,
not even.
Thank you. My son was potty trained before he was a year old.
Really?
Get out of here.
My oldest daughter was potty trained when she was 7 months.
You have now given your son developmental issues, Rich.
Obviously. My son's 7 years old. He's still wearing diapers.
He's only been had diapers
for a while.
All right, Susan, you're off substantially. We're looking for an average, but you did a good job thinking back through your experience and telling us about it, so that was cool. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Linda is in Belle Fouche, Tennessee. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
How do you do?
I'm fine.
That's good. Nice to hear.
Are you nervous?
What's your... You don't have to be nervous. You're not nervous, are you, Linda?
No.
No,
okay, good.
Okay. Only if you were talking to Rich, that would be cause for being nervous. Talking to me, no cause for being nervous.
Doug yells and screams. I'm
what
back, Linda.
Is the number? Now, tell us about your experience with children.
I've raised three.
Three of them. Okay. How old is the youngest now?
He's in his 30s.
In his 30s. Okay. So you got
to
go way back.
I'm going to have a granddaughter.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, cool.
Very nice. Good for you. All right, so how many diapers do you think the mother of your granddaughter is going to have to change before the baby is potty trained?
I'm going to guess 10,000.
10,000 is too high. It's a reasonable number, I guess, but we're looking for averages. Thank you, Linda. TJ is in Alaska. What do you think the number is, TJ?
I'm going to guess 50,000.
50,000.
Wow. That's a lot of diapers. What are you feeding that kid?
Yeah.
Burritos?
Yeah. Obviously, you didn't do the changing, right, TJ?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. That's why you get 50,000. Okay.
Don't be beaten. It's okay.
The number is 40.
He's got flames coming out of his back. 50,000.
4,500. Average baby goes through about 4,500 diapers before being potty trained.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot of diapers.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Speaking
so there's
of
no
things,
way you do that in 7 months to a year to two
no.
years.
Yeah. Well,
so the average baby,
years.
Yeah, if you're doing, using
four
or six
day,
diapers a day.
That's 1,200 a year.
Right.
Times three-ish.
There you go.
Three, you guys, that's so late.
There you go. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Jennifer, this conversation is cutting into your television time. Shall we continue it, or shall we have a pause and then get to you?
Oh, now you're worried about the TV report.
I am. Okay, the early train diaper girl has to say for her television.
All right, 13 report. Before the hour. Next up, Jennifer with television in her focus.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and are you having a rough, rough day? Find out how and why. All right, you might be having a rough, rough day, and of course I am trying to sound like a dog barking, because that is a rough day, but you know, think about the dog for a moment. You might be sitting at home, absolutely doing nothing, enjoying yourself, or eating, or watching TV, and reading a book, and that dog wants your attention. That dog wants to play a ball with you, wants you to take that ball and throw it. Is that dog going to give up? Absolutely not. That dog is going to bark at you. That dog is going to put the ball on your lap. That dog is going to do anything it possibly can to make sure that you pay attention and play with him. Now, do we do the same thing in life? Do we go after something very, very badly, or do we give up? The dog doesn't give up. We shouldn't give up. You shouldn't give up. Be persistent. Go after it. Talk to the person that's in control. Sometimes that's yourself, sometimes it's somebody else, and have them recognize that being with you is a wonderful thing. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
It's the Toys R Us 50% off sale, and it's one day only, this Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Don't miss huge store-wide savings like 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Nintendo DS, Fastlane, and more. Plus, earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now, take time to pay with layaway. Save big this Wednesday, only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Store hours may vary. Certain restrictions apply for layaway and offers. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Let's get to the television world. Jennifer Horn has what's on the tube and interesting stories about what we have no more Regis news, right? That taken care of yesterday.
Other fun stuff, though. And tonight, I have to give you a little programming reminder. If you're into the holiday spirit and the Christmas cheese like I am, NBC has the big lighting of the Christmas tree.
Why? Yes, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer thing was on yesterday. For God's sake, it's the 29th of November.
Oh, I missed it.
What is the matter with these people?
They started the Christmas specials on Thanksgiving night, actually.
Why? Watch them the week before Christmas.
I DVR'd them.
When we were kids, they used to come on like December 10th. Range.
Well, they're starting early this year. And tonight, also, if you don't want Christmas cheese, Hot in Cleveland starts back up tonight. You can see who Betty White picks at her big marriage ceremony where showed up for her. So that's the big dramatic conclusion tonight at 10 on TV Land, followed by the new show, The X's, at 10:30. Now, they always do these year-end lists about this time, and we're now checking out the most searched celebrity of 2011. Any idea who's on that list, you guys?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, interesting guess. No, and most people, I think, would think that it was Charlie Sheen, but it wasn't. According to Bing.com, Justin Bieber was number one.
That little worm.
I knew you would like that. Yeah. Plus, you also have Jennifer Aniston, Lindsay Lohan, Megan Fox, Jennifer Lopez, and Rich, your guest, Britney Spears, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, and Miley Cyrus.
All men. I mean, all women.
All women. Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, most TV.
Justin Bieber, I mean, he can be loosely.
He's a little worm.
Right.
Yeah, loosely. He's got the hair for it. Right. And then the most searched TV shows of 2011 were American Idol, and then that was followed by Dancing with the Stars and Glee. And then The Office over at NBC, they've cut a deal with Quill Office Products. They're going to be selling Dunder Mifflin paper. At a Staples coming soon to a Staples near you. 500 sheet ream cost $9.98.
Beautiful. Okay, so much for that. I don't know.
That's funny. From The Office? You can buy office paper.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Fun, right?
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You'll appreciate this. Somebody just sent me an Italian joke, and I was trying to make it Jewish so that I could apply it here, but it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
It had something to do with pasta or something, right?
No. Has to do with your elbow.
Your elbow.
With your elbow.
Oh, no.
Pushing the button 301.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Warren Eckstein is here. He is your best friend if you are a dog or a cat. And if you are not, then why are you listening to this program? That'd be it. But all you have lots of Charlotte, God love her. Now she's taken to watching television more, and I think she first sort of picked it up, Warren. You'd hear dogs barking. I'd always try if there was an ad or some story, or like Beethoven was on a couple of weeks ago. And
you let your dog watch television?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But see, here's the deal. Have you watched TV recently? Whoever's programming TV recently is programming for bulldogs.
Really?
They're not programming for you or me, obviously.
No. Uh-huh.
Actually, it's interesting because dogs in Europe watch more TV than dogs in the United States.
Been a survey, has there?
Yeah, and the reason for that is somehow, and I don't know the technical reason, but somehow the dots are closer together or faster together when they appear in the European television versus the American.
Yes, HD television is better over there than it is here.
So dogs, because of the way dogs see, they see the visuals on TV in Europe much, much better.
So what do they see? When your dog's looking at you, or my dog Charles looking at me, or Patrick's looking at Richie, or
see black and white,
what do they see?
Ah, see, they don't see black and white. They do see color.
How do you know? I mean, how do we know that?
The range of color is limited, right?
How do I know that?
How do I know this? When I was studying at the University of Frankfurt, one of the things we did is we did a test to see if dogs were truly colorblind. So what we did is we took four different colored kind of lanes, red, blue, yellow, and green. And at the end of the blue run, we put food, and we reversed where the runs were every day, and the dogs would consistently go back to the same run to get the food. So we realized after reversing the things all the time that the dogs were able to determine not specifically. Specifically, that's blue, but at least it was different than the yellow or the green or the red.
Really? So I don't want to think that Charlie can't see colors. I want her to see colors. I think it's neat to be able to see. I want my dog to be able to live and experience everything.
Well, see, I am one of those legitimate people that are totally colorblind.
Are you?
Seriously.
I have a friend who is.
If I did not... legitimate?
When I dress, when I dress right. myself, it scares Denise. She says, you're not going out looking like that, are you?
You use geranimals, right?
I wish I had geranimals when I was a kid.
We have a buddy. When we go on trips, he's like, what color is his shirt?
Yeah, it's... But,
All right, Warren is going to tell us about some of those dangerous pet toys as you're preparing to buy Christmas toys for your pet. There are ones you ought to avoid. That list coming up next here on Good Day.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Ready, Rich?
Yeah, that's your turn.
My turn. Yeah. Actually, it's Warren's turn. Okay. Warren Eckstein here with the warning for those of you who are looking for pet toys for Christmas. What do we stay away from, Warren?
Put them in your mouth and see if they're strong enough for you. That's what I usually do. You know, there are so many pet products and pet toys at the stores now. People go out and buy them. I don't give my dogs anything with squeakers in them unless I am there to supervise them. And this is going to sound prejudiced, and I don't mean to, but I don't buy my dogs any products that are made in Asia, China. I just don't. It's just me because there's been so many problems with that. So make sure the toy that you give your dog is appropriate for the size of your dog. I've seen people with bulldogs give them dogs for chihuahuas and vice versa. Make sure that, again, they're made really, really, really well. Those are the things to really look for. And what I always recommend is never give your dog one toy at a time, because if you do, they're going to focus on it and they may swallow stuff. Just like kids, give them several. They'll play with one for a while and go back to the other and rotate the toys on a regular basis. And just look at them. If they have anything that looks like it can fall off, or these things, some of these toys, the dog bites into them and says, "I love you." Well, there's something inside saying I love you that you don't want inside your dog.
Check
just
that
be
out.
Really careful.
Better Living Box at DougStefan.com for Warren's recommendations. Also, speaking of China, what's the story on these chicken treats for dogs?
Another recall coming out of China. There's been some controversy about it, but the bottom line is my dog's not getting any chicken strips at all and anything made in China.
Yeah. All right, we ought to, what is it? They want to now start selling drugs on the open market from China? That's something you ought to be doing.
That's interesting.
I can't even mention chicken.